Joined now by Iowa Lakes women's coach Ashley Barton and coach, tough opponent in D-Max tonight, but your girls competed.
Really competed hard. I'm really proud of their effort tonight. You know, I think we ran out of steam in the fourth quarter, affected our shots a little bit. But, man, the kids, they competed. They're right there with them. I mean, you got to give DMAC credit. They're a really good team. They're 11th in the nation. You know, that doesn't just happen. I mean, they're really talented. They're deep. You know, I thought their depth kind of hurt us a little bit. But really proud of our kids. You know, we're all freshmen, and they're battling. They're competing. I mean, they put ourselves in us in a position to win. And, man, you can't ask much more of your kids.
No, and you guys had the lead there in the third quarter, but then you kind of see DMAC almost play how they should. They were kind of giving you guys some opportunities throughout the game, but then they really put on the gas pedal and kind of put it away for good in the third quarter. You guys did the best you could to get back, but like I said, just ran out of steam, and that's kind of just the tough part, especially with an injury to Madison Huff, down to 7 girls total on the roster. But I think, like you said, they competed and did the best they could.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we put ourselves in a position to win. You know, it definitely hurt us not having Maddie. I mean, she's a scoring guard for us, you know, so that took away a dynamic that we usually rely on. But a lot of positives from today. You know, I thought we rebounded the ball well. We played some 2-3 zone, and we don't usually play a lot of zone. I thought our kids handled that, adjusting man to 2-3. So that was really good to see. And just their effort, you know, I thought we were really working on right now, fighting through adversity. And I thought for the most part our kids did. I mean, you can't ask much more of them. So we'll build on this. And we get a much needed break this weekend, which is huge. We don't play on Saturday. So it's a huge opportunity for us to, you know, to rest a little bit and come back Monday ready to play for have NIAC at home on Wednesday.
I was about to ask what that upcoming schedule looks like with you, so having that weekend off is always good. So what does it kind of look like practice wise the rest of the week?
Absolutely. Actually, we're going to give the kids off, you know, the next 4 days, actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is very unique this time of year. But we still have 5 games left. This is a grind. I mean, you look around the country, it's like most teams are done playing basketball. We still got 5 games plus our regional tournament, so it's a grind. And we got to finish this thing strong. So I told the girls, I think it's a blessing, you know, for us. We get this weekend off, we get to re-energize and really reassess where we're at and kind of regroup and go out and compete this thing really hard down the stretch in these last 5 games.
Any final thoughts on this one, Coach?
Just really proud of the kids, I think, you know, and I think we'll build on this. You know, a big thing we're talking about is just the fighting through adversity and just the belief that it takes in every possession. And you know, we're building for not only this year, but for next year, and the light bulb is going to go off. It's going to happen, and just keep fighting.
All right, Coach, best of luck on your weekend off and next week against NIAC.
Thank you so much.
As Coach Ashley Martin joining us, her team falls to DMAC 61-52.